And good morning to the King of the Beach, Wade Mouwen. G'day, Wade. How you going, mate?
Good morning, Dave. Good, thanks, mate.
Yeah, I know you love riding bikes, but you're a bit nervous about doing radio stuff, so, mate.
Mate, well, my wife actually just dropped off a package that we've been waiting for 2 weeks now. So, my nervous levels are quite high at the moment, I tell you.
I bet they are. Well, you've been working. You were saying you've been working about 40 hours just on one thing, which is part of your exhaust system for this machinery.
Yeah, mate. We made a decision a couple of weeks ago to go ahead with another race plan, and part of that was actually building a whole exhaust from scratch. So we're just in the final stages of doing that now, and hopefully we'll see some good numbers later on today.
And what's arriving now is another couple of pistons, is it? Because you did some damage to a motor a couple of weeks ago as well.
Yeah, well, we thought we had everything set. You know, it's the same old thing, you know, with the 3-year gap now, the last one being in 2013, everyone would think you would have plenty of time, but we actually managed to break two cylinders 3 weeks ago, and so basically, if the race had been on a couple of Sundays or last Sunday, mate, I would have been sitting down drinking beer watching.
Let's talk about the event, because most of us basic humans don't get a chance to do this. Can you tell us what makes it so different doing 200 kilometres an hour along a beach?
Well, you don't get in trouble by the cops for one.
That'll do it.
And, mate, it's just the adrenaline rush that you get is just, I don't know anything else that compares to it. Basically, there's open rules on what you can build down here, which means capacity and power-wise. You just push things to the limit. And but keeping in mind that reliability's got to be key at all times.
Okay, now, you've mentioned to me off air, there's no restrictions on build or burn. So basically, you can build anything you want. And Mick Hansen's a good example. You can burn what you want.
Yeah, mate. Well, Mick Hansen's sort of he's always been a super strong competitor. The all-time champ, King of the Beach, and which I've got full respect for Mick. And
yep.
Mate, he's put up a photo there the other day on Facebook. It surprised a couple of people that a little bottle strapped underneath his bike there full of nitrous oxide.
Yes.
And for anyone who doesn't follow engines or motorbikes much, it's basically bolt-on horsepower. So, pretty well going down the straight, hit the switch, mate, and off she goes. So, it's going to be interesting to see how well it goes, yeah.
All right, well, tell us about the race, because it's changed a little bit this year. So the old drag strip thing of 250 metres. So tell us about the heats and then the King of the Beach itself.
All right, so with the seniors, it's changed a little bit this year. Normally we used to do 250, 500 and 750 metre heats.
Yep.
But the senior competitors now will do two lots of 500 and one lot of 750, but the juniors will still do the 250-metre, and then all top three finishers in the senior events will qualify for the King of the Beach race.
Well, you can go on Facebook, and I understand you can take a look at your bike, but it's going to change a bit between now and Sunday. So tell us about what you're riding to take back the King of the Beach this year.
Well, that photo that's actually on Facebook is that was a photo of my bike that I had built for dirt drags up at Donnybrook there, the annual balls and buggies.
Yep.
And
this is bigger.
Long it's a pretty angry looking thing, you know. It's same thing with dirt drags. It's just all about straight line horsepower.
Yep.
But with cornering with the sand and actually being able to reach 200 kilometres now, you need to have a completely different setup to that. One thing's for sure, you don't want to go sort of high-siding it at that sort of speed, otherwise it could end your day very quickly. So, we're still working away frantically here and, should have everything tidied up hopefully by Saturday night.
So the basic motor, is it a standard? This is such a dumb question. Is it a stock standard motor, mate?
Far from it.
And you guys keep it so close to you. I mean, the fact that Mick went out and said he's going to run nitrous oxide, you guys play it very close to your chest, don't you? So you're being, it's a bit like a fisherman, say, where do you go fishing? Yeah, spot number 23. So.
mate, it is. I mean, the secret squirrel in this town is, it's phenomenal, mate. And the old monkey see, monkey do. But, yeah. I mean, for $10 a person to come down and watch, all the guys down there racing, I mean, you know, it's basically Bathurst in motorbike form. We put so much time and effort into these bikes, and they really are point of the spear as far as some of the technology goes in them.
Yep.
And, we're just super excited that it's on again this year. And with the Gum Valley Club, John and Ann Hand, and and Lincoln Hines and, you know, all the crew at the Bullet Bikes.
Yep.
The work that goes on behind the scenes that no one gets to see is absolutely phenomenal. And to all the, you know, speaking on all the races and the competitors, yeah, we're just so happy that it's on again.
Terrific. Wade, thanks for joining us and have a great rest of the day, because you're going to be working, I'd imagine, right over the weekend to Sunday, I would have thought. Sounds like it to me anyway.
No worries. Thanks a lot, Dave.
Okay. Wade Moon, the King of the Beach, and he did that in 2013, and it's back again, and it's going to be a huge day on Sunday. So get down there. And as Wade said, $10 is so cheap to go and see some amazing machinery and some amazing racing.